And everybody across the country is set in on his programs one time or another and enjoyed him as much yesterday as we will here today. And I believe he might be ready now. If you put your hands together, the granddaddy of all yodeling cowboys anywhere on the face of the earth. Now, the one and only, the legend, Mr. Slim Yodeling Slim Clark.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you kindly. It cost me $5 to get him to say all those nice things. It's a pleasure to be here, and as I always say, when you get my age, it's a pleasure to be anywhere today. We got some nice weather right now. Don't know how long it's going to last, but we're going to take advantage of what we got here. And a beautiful festival, a grand group of fans. Fans is people that I love very dearly, because without them, I would never have been me. I'd be like the tree in the forest that the scientists say if a tree falls in the forest and doesn't make and nobody there to hear it, it doesn't make any noise. Well, that's the way I would have been if there hadn't been somebody around to listen to me sing cowboy songs. I would have been nobody. So thank you very dearly. I hope you enjoy the cowboy songs I have for you today, because I've been doing it a long time, and I'm not getting any younger, as you'll notice. But I try to retire, and every time I do, everybody says, oh, we'll try it again one more year. We don't care if your yodel's getting tired. Come and sing anyway. So here I am, and I hope you enjoy what I got for you here today. If you have a day that you don't feel good, remember this little song. Oh, there's a bluebird on your windowsill, a rainbow in your sky. There are happy thoughts, your heart to feel, dear, enough to make you cry. With every tear you've ever shed, all things kept locked inside. And you count your joys, it's a lovely day, and you wonder why you cry. For there's a bluebird on your windowsill, a rainbow in your sky. There are happy thoughts, your heart to feel, dear, enough to make you cry. And if perchance your heart grows sad, you still can smile again. With every tear you've ever shed, comes sunshine after rain. Oh, there's a bluebird on your windowsill, a rainbow in your sky. There are happy thoughts, your heart to feel, dear, enough to make you cry. Hi, hi, enough to make you cry. Oh, the rainy days may come and go, the clouds soon roll away. Everything will come if you wish it so, as an answer when you pray. Oh, there's a bluebird on your windowsill, and a rainbow in your sky. There are happy thoughts your heart to fill, dear, enough to make you cry. Thank you. Thank you very much. Of course, I like to hear the applause. Turn up my hearing aid so I can hear it. And it makes me feel welcome, and also makes me feel like I'm making you happy. And that's my day. If I can make one person happy every day that I wake up, just one person, if I can make one person happy and smile, my day is made. So I hope I've done that already here today. My day will be made. Going to sing old cowboy songs, because that's what I was brought up on. That's all I know. And old songs, some of them aren't cowboy songs, but they're old-timey. I'm classed as an old-timey. That's how come I can play the bluegrass festivals and old-timey festival, folk festivals. I can't compete with the new country music today, so I'm smart enough to not try. Because you got, so, of course, it'd be easier for me, because you have songs that don't say nothing anyway. You can do whatever you want. But I like songs that tell stories. There's a songwriter in Canada. He wrote a song especially with two fellas in mind when he wrote this, about me and another cowboy singer. And I really was quite honored to have this done. From Alberta, Canada, this fellow wrote this song. And I've recorded it, and it's going to be out on a new record sometime this summer. Maybe it'll be ready for the Salty Dog Festival coming up in August. It's called The Last of the Rodeo Riders, and I guess that's what I am. He sits all alone in his old rocking chair, his old beat-up guitar in his hand. He don't look it now, but I know somehow he once was a powerful man. His hair is all silver, his sight fading fast. He can still look back 80 long years. In his soul there's a place that time can't erase, and it won't wash away with the tears. He's the last of the rodeo riders, not the worst, not the best, just a man. Like a kid with his dreams of the big time turned to dust in the soul of a man. He once was a soldier and she was his queen, way back before I came along. And if you don't believe it, just sit down beside him and listen a while to his song. He'll tell you a story and sing you his songs. He remembers the time and the place. His battered old hat pulled on his head, so you can't see the tears on his face. He's the last of the rodeo riders, not the worst, not the best, just a man. Like a kid with his dreams of the big time turned to dust in the soul of a man. An old rodeo poster all tattered and torn in the case of his beat-up guitar, and the ghost of the memories he's tried to forget from riding too long and too far. From summer to winter, from spring until fall, he remembers them all with a smile. Then nods his old head, close those gray eyes, and lays back just to dream for a while. He's the last of the rodeo riders, not the worst, not the best, just a man. Like a kid with his dreams of the big time turned to dust in the soul of a man. Oh, he's the last of the yodeling cowboys, not the best, not the best, just a man. Like a kid with his dreams of the big time turned to dust in the soul of a man. Last of the rodeo riders. I'm supposed to be the last of the singing cowboys. I guess there's a few still around, but not too active. I guess Utah Phillips and myself, and can't think of any of the others right offhand, but not very many that still sing strictly cowboy songs, the songs of that nature. Here's a cowboy song, comes all the way from Texas to Kansas, on the trail where they used to drive with the cattle. Drive them all the way up through there and dusty old run. Bring them up, put them on the railroad cars and send them out here at the east so we'd have some western beef to eat. Quite a lot of things happened along the trail, and some comical, some sad, some just hard work. So if you've never, of course you probably never have the chance to go on a cattle drive. Now, they don't do that much anymore. But if you've wondered what it's like, you listen to the words of this song and you'll be right there on the big cattle drive. It's called The Railroad the railroad corral. That's where they drive the cattle up to Kansas and put them on the railroad cars. So here's about the way it was. We're up in the morning at the breaking of day. The chuck wagon's busy and the flapjacks in play. And the herd is astir over hillside and vale. The night herd is rounding them up on the trail. Oh, take up your cinches and shake up your reins. Come awake your old bronco and break for the plains. Come arouse those red steers from a long chaparral. For out on the drive to the railroad corral. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The sun circles upwards and the steers as they plod up pound and tip out of the hot prairie sod. And it seems when the dust makes you dizzy and sick that you'll never reach noon or that cool shady creek. Come tie up your kerchief, come ply up your nag. Come dry up your grumbles and try not to lag. Come larrup those steers from a long chaparral. For out on the drive to the railroad corral. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now the afternoon shadows are starting to lean when the chuck wagon sticks in the marshy ravine. And the herd scatters further than vision can look, but you bet all true punchers will help out the cook. Oh, shake out your rawhide and snake it up fair. Come break your old bronco to take in his share. Come now for the steers and the long chaparral. For it's all in the drive to the railroad corral. Hallelujah. Now the longest of days must reach evening at last, when the hills are all climbed and the creeks are all passed. And the tired herd droops in the yellowing light. Let them lope if they will, for the railroad's in sight. Come flap up your holster, come hoist up your belt. Come strap up your saddle whose lap you have felt. Goodbye to the steers and the long chaparral. For a town that's a trunk by the railroad corral.
Thank you.
That's one of those old rollicking cowboy songs. Got to keep watch of the time here. I get to visiting with people. Time gets away because I love the folks that come out and hear us sing. I like to talk with them a little bit and ask them how they're doing and all that stuff. We have a table over here next to Smokey's booth, and my wife is sitting there now. And of course we have our souvenirs. We have a lot of tapes, song books, new print. I have a new print out. I'm an artist too, in case you didn't know. That's my other profession. 1931. How'd you get up there? I didn't know there was steps there. This is my wife, the doctor.
Hello.
Dr. Kathy.
Good to see you all.
And she has made a lot of friends in the years that she's been traveling with me. And she used to be a music teacher in school a long time ago. That's why I couldn't figure out why she ever hooked up with me, because I don't know anything about music. Music to me looks like a bunch of blackbirds sitting on a barbed wire fence. That's all I can think of. But anyway, she didn't try
to
teach me.
That's just the written part of it, you know.
Yeah, she didn't.
I think you do well with the sung part.
She doesn't do anything to try to teach me read music, because I know I couldn't do it.
Waste of time.
I can't even play a guitar. I've been doing this, whatever I'm doing, for 64 years, and
64?
I still play just as bad as
wow.
I ever did, yeah? Mm-hmm. Do you feel like singing something for all these beautiful people?
Oh, I'd love to sing a song for these beautiful people. And the ones that are in their campers and their vans
and
other vehicles and shady places. Yes.
You notice how they cleared out of there when they knew I was coming on board? They used me for cleaning house.
How about that song that would be appropriate for today? It's so nice and cool. The Frozen Lager. Would that be a good one for today?
We made a record of that. Kathy made a record of the Frozen Lager. That's coming out on our new tape, which will be out. Mm-hmm. The new tape is going to be called Memories and Reflections. It goes back 40 years when I started making records. And it's you'll notice the difference in the change of my voice and the levels and all that. It's quite interesting. You'll find some songs that you never heard me do before. And it'll be out sometime. And we hope for the Salty Dog Festival.
Hopefully, on, yes.
The last 3 days, weekend of the August.
August, right. Mm-hmm.
So you can sing that right now, the Frozen Lager. We have a fellow here that comes from miles just to hear you sing this.
Our friend from Bethel. Yeah. Okay. You started out for me.
Oh, I started out?
Yes, sir.
I can be in on the story, too. Good. As I sat down one evening within a small cafe, a 40-year-old waitress,
that's me,
to me these words did say,
I see that you are a lager and not just a common bum, 'cause nobody but a lager stirs his coffee with his thumb. My lover was a lager, there's none like him today. If you'd pour whiskey on it, that man could eat a bale of hay. And he never shaved his whiskers from off his horny hide. He'd just drive them in with a hammer and bite them off inside. My lover came to see me upon one freezing day, and he held me in a fond embrace that broke three vertebrae. Then he kissed me when we parted so hard that he broke my jaw. I could not speak to tell him he'd forgot his Mackinaw. I saw my lover leaving, sauntering through the snow. He was going gaily homeward at 48 below. Well, the weather, it tried to freeze him. You know, it tried its level best. At 100 degrees below zero, he buttoned up his vest. It froze clean through to China, and it froze to the stars above. At 1,000 degrees below zero, it froze my lager love. And so I've lost my lover, and to this cafe I've come, and here I wait till someone stirs his coffee with his thumb. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it was cooler that day, wasn't it? Thought that might
hope
help
that cooled you off some.
We thought it might help you a little bit. Think of all that fella running around with 48 below and couldn't button up his vest, stuff like that.
And stuff like that.
Yeah, we had a winter like that here this last winter. For you folks that come from out of state, you should have been up here. We had a lot of room for more people. It was a goodie.
Of snow drifts for you.
Yeah. It was a good deer season, though. We had a good deer season.
Enjoyed that.
We wrote a song together about our mountain home. We live on a mountain.
Okay.
In St. Albans.
Not far from here?
Yeah.
An hour?
And we hunt and fish from there. We love to hunt and fish. And like to walk in the woods. We get some trails that we do that on. And so when we're out on we travel all around doing concerts. While we're gone, we, of course, think of our home, how nice it is there and everything. And that's where I do my painting, my studio. And we think of that, but also when we're home, we think of the festivals that we've been on, and the concerts, and the lovely people we've met. So we think of that. So we wrote a song that kind of balances out here. We tell the people how much we appreciate them and love them and all that thing, but we also mention the fact that we miss our home when we're not there. So this little song tells both. It's called Our Mountain Home, and it got a Swiss yodel in there that
I like this yodel.
I woke up in the morning, there's a Swiss yodel going through my head, and I said, boy, that's a real Swiss yodel. I got to put that on something because I never could remember if I didn't. I taped it on old tape. Then we wrote the song to go with it, and it's called Our Mountain Home. Let's try it. I think it starts with the yodel.
Yes, you start with that yodel.
Hard for me to remember, you know. I'm at the age where you can't remember much. I know, because a fella told me, he says, he's an old man, he says, how you doing, Slim? I says, I'm feeling pretty good. How are you? And I thought he was about 90 or something. I says, he ought to help me out and tell me when I got to worry about forgetting things. I says, I'm doing pretty good. I have trouble remembering. He says, that's what'll happen to you when you get old. He says, two things that happen to you when you get old. First one is you can't remember nothing. And the second one is,
he says, you must be there.
Yeah, I can't quite remember, he said. So, now I forgot the song we're going to do.
Just yodel.
Rise up the sun, what shall we do today? Shall we go fishing or some other play? Clouds hanging low means trout's on the rise. So flick out your line and bring in a prize. Oh, and our mountain home, oh, our mountain home. We think of it often wherever we roam. We love all the friends and the fans we have known. But it's nice to return to our mountain home. At the rise of the sun, now we're hunting for deer. It's one of our favorite times of the year. With some of it skill and some of it luck. But when we come home tonight, we'll have a big buck. Oh, and our mountain home, oh, our mountain home. We think of it often wherever we roam. We love all the friends and the fans we have known. But it's nice to return to our mountain home. The day when we're out for a stroll, we take in the beauties of all we behold. Walking the trail of our mountain so high, yodeling the tune of a sweet lullaby. Oh, our mountain home, our mountain home. We think of it often wherever we roam. We love all the friends and the fans we have known. But it's nice to return to our mountain home. Hi-yo! And reflect, we gaze at the blaze of the western sunset, and we think of the fun and the friends we have known since we've been together on our mountain home. What was that last verse, friends? We'll think of the friends and the fun we have known since we've been together on our mountain home.
That was it, yeah. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome. And Sandy Cormier and Greg, wherever you are, thank you for having us. We love it here, even if you did order this nice weather.
Yeah, they have a beautiful festival here. This is one of the biggies right now. It climbed right up to being the top ones, I'm telling you. And we got to congratulate them. Let's give the people that run this festival a big hand for the wonderful job they've done. They've built it up into something that you go to any of them now and... This one will be remembered, I'm telling you. Kathy's back at the table now, so if you'd like to look at the tapes, we have a lot of them. I have one that I said I did in Ontario 40 years ago. It's the only one I ever did with a band. Most people don't like to hear me with a band because they don't like